From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Little Marco and Lying Ted, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his opponents at a Republican debate late Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, along with Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, all still in the campaign, took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward the party's nomination. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear to the North Korean regime that it will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. Earlier, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons in response to expanded UN sanctions against it. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA the process of imposing sanctions on North Korea is complicated.
Most of the sanctions have some element of exception associated with them. So many of these things are uncertain, especially the enforcement mechanisms. How will we know when it's being violated, and what will our countries be willing to do if it is violated?
On Thursday, North Korea fired six short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said the projectiles flew up to 150 kilometers before landing in the sea. The United Nations says at least 25 people were killed and some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Efforts says its partners have rapidly mobilized staff and supplies for the camp since the attack. Some 47,000 people have taken refuge there since South Sudan's ongoing civil war. This is VOA News. An Egyptian student enrolled in a U.S. flight school is appearing in a South California immigration court today to face questions about whether he should be deported after making threatening comments on social media about U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Emedeldin El-Sayed, a 23-year-old student from Cairo, said he would be willing to serve a life sentence for killing Trump and that he believed the world would thank him. After posting the comments in early February, El-Sayed was interviewed by U.S. Secret Service agents and told that he would not face charges, but that his student visa was being revoked. Turkey has sentenced two Syrians to 4 years in prison over the death of 3-year-old Aylan Kurdi, the toddler who died with his family while making the journey from Syria to Europe and was then photographed on a Turkish beach. Turkish state media said on Friday that Muvaffaka Alabash and Asem Alfrahad were convicted of human trafficking and given 4 years and 2 months in prison. Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting airstrikes on Syrian hospitals and medical facilities to make it easier for pro-Assad ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Amnesty International's broadside against Russia and Syria came as the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said the partial six-day ceasefire in the civil war is largely holding but not entirely, and also that that is to be expected. He also said peace talks to help end the 5-year-old civil war will resume next week. Meantime, the World Health Organization reports evidence is accumulating of a causal link between the Zika virus and two neurological disorders, which can cause paralysis in adults and abnormalities in the brains of newborn babies. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The latest update from the World Health Organization shows 47 countries reporting the Zika virus. Of those, 9 countries are reporting a potential association between the Zika virus infection and cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. WHO says Brazil is still the only country where it is proven that women infected with the Zika virus have given birth to babies with microcephaly. Bruce Aylward is the WHO's executive director for outbreaks and health emergencies. He says a recent report from the U.S.-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention provides more evidence of a possible causal link between Zika and microcephaly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And China says it will increase its defense spending by 7% to 8% this year, following years of double-digit increases. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.